the fact that the number of citizens going out has rebounded, and that beaches are full of people is indeed proof of pandemic fatigue. In addition to calling on the public to be patient, the government must also let the public see hope and know where the long-distance race to contain the fifth wave will end and roughly how far they are from the end of the tunnel. Knowing what lies ahead will make it a bit easier for citizens to bite the bullet and walk on. At present, the daily death toll from the pandemic is still high. The immediate priority is to concentrate medical resources, improve diagnosis and treatment capabilities, and try to reduce severe cases and deaths. However, the government must also outline the blueprint for the public to get out of the pandemic situation. All sectors of society will then know what the government will do to promote the gradual return to normal in society and the economy when the number of infections begins to drop significantly and the amount of deaths and severe cases are brought under better control. It must not just wait and see. Thanks for listening to this Ming Pao's editorial brought to you by William Tang, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HACC, Poly U.